This is KCUR 89.3. There are murals in the Clay County Administration Building that show scenes and people from the area's history. Now, 25 years after painting them, the artist is revealing how he included some secret images. Reporting for KCUR, Denny Wood also recounts how the county found an unusual way of raising money to pay for the artwork.
These days, David McLean has a 9-to-5 job painting the kinds of scenery that's used for high school theater productions.
We try to paint the cracks when these drop when they get beat up through the years.
He's worked as an artist here at Kenmark Scenic Backdrops for more than a decade. He learned his craft back in the 80s, painting theater backdrops at Worlds of Fun.
Some guy quit, and then they just didn't have, you're kind of artsy, aren't you? Why don't you do some of that? So I had to learn the hard way.
After that, as an independent artist, he painted some public murals around Kansas City and overseas. One day, he got a visit from a guy he'd worked with at Worlds of Fun.
He just walked in my shop that I had on Liberty Square and said, so some of the expo thing, I'm involved in it.
The expo thing his friend was talking about was Kansas City's exhibit at the 1992 World's Fair in its Spanish sister city of Seville. McLean got the job as the main artist, painting 15-foot-long murals of jazz players, oversized copies of works by Thomas Hart Benton, golfer Tom Watson, and...
anything with farming or... okay. Being Midwestern was in there.
But the work he's most proud of is in the old Clay County Courthouse in Liberty. 6 colorful murals spread over 3 walls showing people and places from the county's history, including a group of Native Americans making camp, African Americans celebrating their first school, and outlaw Jesse James on his horse. The Clay County Fine Arts Council commissioned the work 25 years ago. A group of volunteers called the Clay County Mural Committee decided on its content, and McLean was worried they were only interested in the county's white history.
So I put a foreshortened outline of Africa in the ground at the very middle of it, kind of like a silent protest. I thought they'd make me remove it because I thought they would see it, but they didn't, so it's still there.
Oh no, he never told me that.
Oh, really?
Angie Borger-Darlin is in front of McLean's murals at the old courthouse. She used to be editor of the Liberty Tribune newspaper and was the one who had the mural idea. When she asked McLean how much he would charge to paint the mural, he said he'd do it for $7,500, $5,000 more than the county's Fine Arts Council agreed to pay. So Borger-Darlin had to come up with the rest.
I don't know where I came up with this idea, but it was brilliant. I said, how about if I sell faces?
She offered local residents a deal. For $250, they could have their faces painted into the artwork. She figured people might want to be models for a scene showing the old interurban rail line that ran through Liberty from Kansas City to Excelsior Springs until the 1930s.
I thought, you know, he's just going to paint generic people in that train. So I wrote 25 letters to people that I thought might give us some money. And I said, you know, we're doing this mural and your face will only be about the size of a quarter. And I got 24. Yes.
The first person to contact Borger-Darlin was the son of a well-known local doctor.
He calls me up and he says, I think this is a great idea and I would like to have my father on there, but do you think he could be bigger? And I said, well, the windows on the train are not very big. And he said, how about if I give you $1,000? And I said, okay.
McLean painted the doctor getting off the train, 6 inches tall. Other people, like the owner of a bed and breakfast, jumped at the chance to immortalize themselves.
I said, are you sure you can afford this? Because he was having money troubles. And he said, I want to be on that mural.
And so he is, on the train just to the left of a sailor. People paid to have their pets involved, including a horse and a one-eared cat. Borger-Darlin even points out a toddler who's actually her granddaughter. Jean Owen, who was a Clay County commissioner when the murals were painted 25 years ago, and still is, comes over to say hello.
You know, it says,
oh, yeah, that Baxter's
Baxter Landing is my great-great-grandfather. See right up here?
Owen's great-great-grandfather, one of the early pioneers, is there in a purple suit, just after stepping off a steamboat.
What was the name of the guy that did this?
David McLean.
Yeah. Boy, was he great. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Many years later, the commission hired McLean for another public mural to mark the 200th anniversary of the Lewis and Clark expedition. This time, his fee was higher.
He's going to charge $10,000. I said, I don't have that many faces that I could sell. And they said, we don't want you out selling faces again. And they said, we'll pay for it. So they paid for it.
After that project, David McLean returned to work full-time at Kenmark Scenic Backdrops. But his Liberty Courthouse mural remains a vivid illustration of both Clay County's diverse history and the price of vanity of some local residents. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Danny Wood.
You'll find pictures of David McLean and his Clay County murals at kcur.org/arts.